Almost.
Okay.
Now it's on. All right. Go for it.
So, 6 o'clock, we're going to call the work session to order. And the first issue up, and the only issue on this, and then we're going to go into executive session, is parking issues on Fiddlehead Glen. So, come on up. You can explain to the board.
The microphone?
You can, yeah, you can do either or, you know, I mean.
Well, first of all, my name is Paul Chandra, and I live at 3123 Fiddlehead Glen. My wife, Barbara, my neighbor, Dan. Excuse me. Before I start, I would just like to thank you for giving us an opportunity here to discuss this, which we think is an important issue. I had sent a letter to the board, hopefully you all got a copy of it, that outlined what had been happening. The son of our next door neighbor was parking his tractor trailer on Potter Road. That's the road that leads up to the golf course, if you're familiar with the area. He was parking it on the street, so he was taking up most of the right-hand lane, and he was parking it very close to the intersection of Potter Road and Fiddlehead Glen, which created a traffic hazard. Excuse me. A lot has transpired. As of right now, he's moving. The driver of the truck is moving. We don't know what's precipitated this, if it's...
I'm sure, well, there's, look, I can tell you, when I talked to the boss, the owner of the company, they got the message when we were talking. And I told them, I said, look, you know, nobody there wants to cause you any problems, but this is an issue and we have to resolve it, so we're hoping you can resolve it, so.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he's been either quit or he's been let go by his company because he's taking a couple of days to move. Time will tell. I suspect we'll eventually find out what happened. In addition to his moving, his father has put his house up for sale. Now that in and of itself could have solved the problem for us. I don't know if that house is going to sell, candidly. It's in such run down, such a deplorable state, and he's asking such a high price that you have to wonder whether or not it will sell. There are two issues that are germane. One is the capital gains tax. He's owned the house for 30 years. He paid approximately half of what he's asking for right now. He claims he has no money. He has no assets other than the house.
Yeah, I think you have to make...
Well, you got to buy a house, or you got to purchase another house within a certain amount of time to alleviate the capital gains tax.
But then there's a limit of like 250 or something, isn't there?
Not with a house, there isn't. Not if you roll. You got to.
No. I mean, but if you just sell it and then you just take the money. I mean,
yeah. If you sell it, you can any keep. House, regardless of what the value is.
So,
yes, there's capital gains.
So, is this issue resolved then?
Golly, I wished I could tell you that.
I mean, but you just don't know yet because we.
I don't know.
Right.
The U-Haul is still in the driveway. He's loaded up stuff in it. I'm assuming tomorrow he and his girlfriend are going to be leaving. We'll just have to wait and see.
So just keep us
posted.
The reason
I didn't call you to ask your advice about what to do tonight because they didn't leave, and I thought, what's going on here? So, we think it's an important issue. As things stand right now, and I think you all know this, any driver of a tractor trailer can pull into Radisson, park alongside any road, spend the night, run their reefer unit, stay there for days, as far as I know, except for this time of year, November 1st
right,
to April 15th.
Right.
But otherwise, there are no restrictions whatsoever, no controls.
Other than this one guy, has it ever happened, though?
Well, the only other incident I know of was a cul-de-sac over on Wandering Way about 8 or 10 years ago where a fella had a boat and a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
He kept in the cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in his driveway, so RCA claimed they had no jurisdiction over it. And obviously it upset his neighbors that he was keeping it there. I don't know if he moved or sold the boat or what, but I am aware of the incident. This is the only one involving a tractor trailer that I know of. But let's be honest, we've got a lot of trucking that takes place right at the edge of Radisson. Who's to say some enterprising driver wouldn't just park someplace? So we think the issue needs to be addressed. We need your help. This isn't something we can solve on our own, but we
How about if we do this? I think this problem's going to go away for a couple of reasons, because he's going to move, and I don't think that the owner wants to spend that $1,000 to have that towed. But in the meantime, maybe I can have our attorney, Mr. Rivasigno, contact the RCA's attorney and then take a look at what we can do is maybe adopt a local law as far as for tractor trailers in housing developments in general. Because first of all, they, you know, the weight limit on those things going over residential roads isn't good for the roads. So maybe we can, not just for Radisson, but look at it in the entirety of the town.
That's terrific.
You know?
In thinking of this over, the weight limit is important. There are recreational vehicles, motorhomes, so on and so forth. They create the same kind of problem if they're brought into, but I don't know.
But yeah, for tractor trailers, though, going into certain developments, I feel like you got to throw an exception in there, moving companies, right? I mean, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they have them, you know, if they're doing local deliveries, if they're doing, you know, if they're doing, you know, there's a number of local laws that allow for that, because they'll have businesses, like in the village of Marcellus. They used to park on side streets there, but they were delivering to the local restaurants. But just to come in and drive down the roads, no, they couldn't do that. So that's why I'm saying it might take a little while, but maybe Mr. Rivasigno and Tom's last... Tom Taylor, Radisson's attorney, can look at something, and then we can structure it so that it addresses this town-wide.
Dan, did you want to say something?
Well, I just wanted to obviously thank you guys for the actions that you did take, because obviously your actions have taken care of this temporary problem. With that huge warehouse that's going to be going out at the end of West Century Road, the number of trucks potentially that are going to be attracted to that somewhere down the road, like Paul says, if some truck can't get unloaded or has some kind of a circumstance and has to wait, so he wants to just sit for the next 5-6 hours or overnight until morning, okay, and get into a nice quiet place, Radisson would be my first choice.
Well,
looking at it,
I know a lot of people have been talking about the warehouse at the end of the road, but their business model and the development probably wouldn't cause them to come in. But you have McLean, you have Budweiser. There's plenty of other issues on Brundage Road. I'm still dealing with that issue on Brundage Road. You're more likely to get that. So,
right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll, you know, we can address it, because those tractor trailers shouldn't be driving down those side streets anyway.
Exactly. You know, what you've already done, obviously, is, you know, helped. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you all for listening to us tonight. Appreciate what you're going to be doing. If there's any way we could be of assistance in helping out with this, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us.
I think Lynn Tanner knows that you're interested in it. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. Good night.
You as well.
Yeah, I think we can. I think that's something we probably should address, right? I mean, if we don't have a local law, I mean, take some time, put one together. We probably should have. I mean, a lot of towns have them. A lot of villages.
Overnight parking.
Yeah, villages especially have them. Yeah. So
that should be a problem.
Yeah, we put them and we design them for residential development areas, or however you want to do it. But and this thing should go away, so we don't have to do it tomorrow.
Right.
But.
No, you want to do something that's going to cover the whole town?
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
You know, for the most part, the commercial vehicles, the big tractor trailers.
Big tractor trailers.
And even the mobile home vehicles that are big, you know, they shouldn't be parked on the street.
Well, that's why I asked them, you know, maybe you and Tom, you know, if you you look at it together. You know, that's why I got you some help with it. You don't have to do it yourself, but I mean, you put something together and then you address that. You know, the big, the big travel.
Yeah, trailer. And I would define commercial vehicles because we know some of these pickup trucks have commercial plates.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Well, they're weight limit. Yeah, but
even
then
Dodge Ram like 2500 will have like with that
right,
HOA
but then you,
manliest.
But then you put the weight. They're rated. They're not rated for like some trailers are rated for over 15,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I think that's the number.
Mine does.
That fit, huh?
Pickup trucks just have commercial plates. It's
right, but I mean, but well, then what are they rated for? You go on.
Right. So that's the
you go on the weight rating.
Well, that goes to with that HOA in Manlius where the homeowner had a pickup truck commercial plate on it and they couldn't park it in their driveway because it was a commercial vehicle.
Yeah.
But see, a commercial vehicle under 2,500, you can register it as a pickup.
Right.
Yeah,
but if we make it, I think the number's like 15,000 pounds. If we make it any commercial vehicle that's rated for over 15,000 pounds, or maybe it's higher, I don't know. You know, yeah. Okay.
Tractor trailer.
Yeah, you're right.
I was going to say, I think now half, like Peter said, but you think even half ton pickups
they
end
do.
Up being
oh, yeah.
registered as commercial because it is, I think 15,000 pounds is a number. Anything
over
the GV or W over 15,000 pounds.
My very first pickup truck, that's how, the only reason I know is my first pickup truck, you know, decades ago, it had commercial plates. I said, why do we have, why? That's because that's the way pickup trucks get registered.
And you can't drive down the Onondaga Lake Parkway right now. Because
right, if it has commercial.
Well, every pickup truck does.
Yeah. Okay.
Or did. I don't know if they did. All right.
What I like to do is, since that's the only thing going into executive session, and in order to discuss some proposed or possibly pending litigation, and also we got an issue with the employment history of a particular person, so could I get a motion to move into executive session at 6:10?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Okay. And we're in the executive session.
We have to vote on going in?
Oh, we do. We do have to vote on. Go ahead. Take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, it was a little fast. Thank you. All right, I can leave all this stuff here.
You know why I remember that, Peter? Because I was living in New York. And,
of course, every time I see that.
One of the main roads along the shoreline going out to Long Island is the Belt Parkway.
Stood in my...
The Southern State Park.
Stood in my arms.
You can't drive on them.
My sons are good.
Oh.
The guy's great. This night, Stella signed up.
I got rogue disruption.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to do it for school?
No.
No, I signed her up to Kenny Drugs.
Well, I think it's when the state decides where they have some things. I think they got to give them time. As long as they're postmarked, they give them like 10 days. Yeah. So.
Yep, thank you.
How are we doing?
Good. I don't know if my truck is a commercial.
No?
Half tons.
Commercial vehicles over a gross vehicle weight rating of 10,000
pounds
have to have a DOT number.
Yeah. Yep.
75 or 8,000, you gotta have commercial plates. If it's under that, you can have a choice between passenger or commercial plates.
Yeah.
So usually 1,500, you can have a choice.
Right. Depending on the weight of the pickup.
Yeah, because now they're making them with aluminum.
The gross vehicle weight rating.
Yeah.
But.
Or if it's for your business.
Yeah. I know, like I had a half ton Chevy.
Years ago, it was always commercial.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
at some point they changed it.
Yeah. It was a crew cab long box, and that was like.
Yeah.
8,000 pounds.
Right.
At commercial plates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, well, I think because of the weight ratio, they've all fallen under it because they all use plastic and, you know, aluminum now.
Yep.
Instead of.
Yeah.
You can probably go around it by saying you have that, by if you have a DOT number. Because that's, you have to have a.
Well, you have to be registered commercial at that point.
Well, yeah, but you could have your 2,500 as a commercial vehicle and not have a DOT number be perfectly
right.
fine. A gross vehicle weight rating over 10,000 pounds, you have to have a DOT number.
Right.
Okay. If you're involved in commerce.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, if it's for personal.
I had a crash like that where the guy, that was one of the violations the DOT inspector said. He's like, he's like,
to be registered.
He goes, the only violations I could see here did not contribute to the accident. It wasn't his fault anyways. He's like, he's over 10,000 pounds, he needs to have a DOT number.
once you get to a three-quarter ton, because of suspension and stuff, you're over the weight limit.
Yeah, you're over.
But that gets on a slippery slope with hours of service.
Yeah.
Now with E-logs, you have to pull over.
Yeah.
You don't, or your log violation.
Yeah.
So.
No getting around that now.
And we don't have striped roads for the most part. But if they're pulled over in a safe area and they're out of hours, I don't legally think you can make a move.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't catch the beginning of that.
I guess a guy's kid was driving a tractor trailer and he was bringing, he's probably over the road.
Yeah.
So he was bringing it home when he was home.
On weekends, yeah.
When
that's the bobtail, yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It was really bothered me because I didn't live there, but.
Right. Well, I was surprised because I knew Randy said, you're not supposed to park commercial vehicles in your driveway, but he's parking on the road.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, what a great way to get around that. And Randy said, I never thought about that.
That's true.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of people who occasionally, you know, they bring their campers, they're going away for the weekend.
Yeah.
They'll bring them out Wednesday and Thursday to load them to go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's exceptions to it, but that does get into what you know. Somebody goes remodeling because there's no room in people's yards, or some of them go like this, they'll park the freaking dump trailers or the construction trailers out on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Weeks.
See it all the time.
And it is a hazard, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, they'll stay there, and I think you're right, there's a way around the Radisson rules.
Right.
Because it's usually during the summer, which there's
no
parking regulations.
Right, we don't have the winter regulations. I'm not against people remodeling your house, and I understand it's like, well, you know, guys got to do it with something.
Yeah.
So
we're in your job
you
trailer
know,
every day.
But didn't somebody hit a trailer? Didn't one of the highway guys clip a trailer a couple of years back?
Mm-hmm.
But that was that winter time?
It was.
Okay.
It was.
But then at the same point,
it was
time,
in a new housing.
How can you dictate when somebody works on a house?
It was in a new housing tract. You know, I mean, there has to be some exceptions there. Like, if you're working in a housing tract, especially the housing tracts over in Madison, is over Crimson Ridge, those lots are 60 foot wide.
Yeah.
And they got a 5 foot side yard setback. Where are you putting the trailer?
Nowhere.
There's nowhere to put it. There's legit no, and the yards are like this.
Yeah.
Where are you putting the job trailer when you're building the house?
Right.
And you don't want to move the job trailer every freaking day.
No. No, or if you're like a finished guy doing cabinetry,
mm-hmm.
you're there for 5 or 6 days, you're not moving your trailer, you know?
No, because once you got all your tools set up inside of the trailer, you don't want to have to tear down every day and reset up.
Well, a lot of guys
have hours and
their trailer's set up to do the work in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Because they get tired of resetting up every time they go somewhere.
Yep.
You know? Yeah, it's tough.
Keep dust on people's houses because people like dust when you're with
right.
tools.
Yeah, time. if you're remodeling, nobody wants you to do cabinetry work inside the house.
No. Nobody wants you spraying in their house.
Right.
Nobody wants you. Yeah, you're doing that stuff. You're doing that stuff.
When did the guy say they're going to try to fly the balloon again? For the
he didn't know. Well, they're trying to do it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I was tied up in meetings all morning. I never got over to see if they got it up yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday would have been the day to do it from a weather standpoint.
Right.
You know, it was windy.
A little windy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know because the limit is 10 miles an hour. They can't do it. I don't know if
it's 10 miles an hour in weather too, like rain.
Yeah. I don't know if there's 10 mile an hour wind yesterday morning or not. I would say there wasn't, but you know. And is that 10 mile an hour at ground level or 120 feet in there?
Yeah,
because there's a difference.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it flew or not. I talked to him earlier, the attorney for the applicant, and he said he would follow up or check with the fly the balloon to see if they got it up, but I never heard back.
Right.
So he did get the SHPO letter. He got the SHPO determination letter, so that's in good shape from a seeker standpoint. All we need is some kind of view shed analysis. Yes. And until they fly the balloon, we ain't getting it.
Right.
Basically. I mean, you could, but you'd have to do detailed topography. And
he's far enough back, it doesn't affect the club, right?
No. Yeah, he's way back there. On Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, can't find my back tag.
Can't find your back tag or the back tag?
My back tag.
The actual back tag?
Yeah.
That's no good.
Which I like lost. I found my last year's one in the truck, which means I took it out, put it in, put this year's one in it, and it's like it's not on my coat.
I can't find back tag holders.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, my kids are hunting this year, and there's no back tag holders to be had.
Well, if I find my holder, my tag's in it.
Yeah. I stopped at Dick's the other day, they didn't have anything. I stopped at Ronnie's the other day, they didn't have anything. After Ronnie's didn't have anything, I went over to Walmart. Walmart never has anything anyway. So I'm not sure what I'm doing. I might just freaking pin their back tags to the jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do. You know what I mean?
It's laminated.
Safety pin on four sides and.
Yeah.
There you go. What's that? I didn't even look there yet. Yeah,
it's right there. Country Max.
What's that?
Country Max.
I don't know if they sell
hunting. You should get Dina to start selling them.
There you go. There you go.
People come and buy their licenses.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's a promotional.
You get a pack of them real nice for 5 years.
Yeah. Like, she sells a lot of hunt licenses. She really does. Right. I mean,
well, you think about like me. I don't think about a new hunter.
Oh, yeah.
You could get new hunters.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean,
I'm sure my father has one if I call him. But
I got five of them.
Without my number. Yeah. I can print it. You could probably go online and print one.
She can print them for free.
Or they print it?
Yeah. Yep, no charge for a replacement backpack, only for actual packs.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got my old license in my little
holder. Yeah, you got your tags and your license. You just don't have the backpack.
I got a Gail Grace holder.
Well,
she was clerk.
I know. I remember her. So, I think, and I could be wrong on this, I don't know if you have to change out to the current year on backpack.
Because the number doesn't change. It.
Same number, yeah.
But it does have the year on it.
It does, yes. Yes. Yes.
But I was like, I'll find it. Can't find that. My rechargeable batteries for my radio. But I got my chargers, and I always put them back. Well, last year was a little weird. I was coming off having COVID, so I missed opening weekend.
Yeah. We've kind of gone away from the radios now.
Yeah, but I walk.
So do we.
And it's like holding a gun, doing that. Yeah. I don't have a strap.
There's a couple guys that still carry a few radios. I don't bother carrying
my father does.
I don't bother carrying mine anymore. But
I like the radio when I walk because it is easy.
Oh yeah,
I buy the headset.
And
because I text, and then I get the other eight guys. I don't like it. I don't have time.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this: we typically only text if we're doing a drive or something.
Yeah.
When we start, and then everybody texts when they get out to the other side.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
right.
Yeah. Or if somebody shoots, if one of the walkers shoots something, they'll typically text, the shots.
Right.
But,
I start at Church Road usually when I walk. I walk power lines from Church Road to the lot on Ellison, and then I go to Arwoods.
Yep.
And then when I get to the watchers, they go back down from the other side of Church Road. They set up waiting, and then I catch that side of the woods behind Rossi's all the way down. So,
have you seen a lot of deer over there?
Out of here?
Yeah.
The one guy he got 10 points the first weekend we crossed.
You see that one that guy got over on Woods Road?
No. There's some huge deer. It's ridiculous this year. I can't believe
with a bow the week before Halloween, missed him. Thought he got him.
Oh, really?
So I went out and got my cameras the day after Election Day, my cards. And I'm like, hey, have you ever seen disappointment in a picture? And I got him looking for his arrow. He's like, oh, yeah. So then I told him, I go, they're both on the cameras all times of day. He's like, I'm hunting this weekend. I go, bring your crossbow. What's your crossbow?
Yeah.
When's it open? His other buddy's house.
Like, now.
Yeah, so Saturday night, he calls at 6:30. I'm at my parents. I'm like, uh-oh, he got one.
Yeah.
He's like, I got one. It went in your woods. I go, go ahead. I go, they usually go to the water.
Yeah.
I go, you're going to get a wet foot, but it ain't going to be over your waist.
Yeah.
I go, but it's money. Then he calls. He's like, it was right before the water. I found it. I'm like, oh, I go ahead and crossbow. It's like shooting with a gun.
Yeah, off 40 yards, I agree. At 40, they really start to lose energy and drop.
But, you know, the quickness. And
My son missed the doe on Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
At like, so these.
Well, you're open, right? You got.
No. We're southern tier still.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I thought you were in the northern side.
So we had these five doe come out of the swamp. We're coming up this ridge. We got sand and a bunch of hickory around us. There's all sorts of hickory. Come out of the swamp midday and eat hickory nuts or whatever. It's a good feeding spot. It's a great spot to sit, you know. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. These five go come out of the swamp. They're coming up the hill at us. Mr. King says, like, I'll let you know when they're close enough to shoot at.
Right.
With his bow, because he's only pull back 50 pounds.
Right.
30, anything past 30 yards, forget it. Right. You're not shooting at it.
Right.
So I actually waited until the deer was at like 21, 22 yards. And I tapped him. You know, he went full draw and he shot right over her back. Oh! I like saw the arrow like skim over her back. Saw the flesh. He's like skim over her back. Oh. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. And she just, I don't know if she jumped the spring and dropped a little bit when he pulled the release. Get up there, found like 7 or 8 brown hairs, found the arrow, no blood on it. I was like, clean mess, buddy. It's like, how far was she? I was like, 21, 22 yards. It's like, Dad, I used my 30 yard pin.
Oh.
Like, you told me you were good.
Now it's on you.
You told me you were
proud of parenting.
No, it was close enough.
Proud of parenting moment.
Yeah, I was like, Well, because I bridged a bunch of trees at 20 and 30 yards, so I kind of thought he knew.
If it had been engineering you, you'd have the color of his pins out in the tree.
Yeah, I probably should do that. Probably should do that.
You're in ideas now, Kevin.
Yeah. He got an 8-point with a gun, so, you know, like, a little miss doesn't.
That was bad.
Quite frankly, it knocked him down a notch. She was a little cocky there. You get a little cocky there, you know.
Yeah.
Goes out youth weekend, hunts for 3 hours, and shoots 8 points.
Yeah. We've had a lot of deer. The day he shot the big buck, he said there were 16 deer in the lot. The dark.
Yeah.
He had cut about a third of the soybeans, and he had cut from the woods towards out in the field.
Yeah.
So there was a nice open area.
Yeah.
They had to stroll to get out the beans.
Yep.
And where they eat them? He goes, not really. He goes, they're just sort out. Because I'm like, I've never seen them eat them when they drop.
Once they're not green anymore, I don't think they eat them. Yeah.
You know, but he goes, they're out there milling around. He goes,
I think they eat the understory that's in the beans more than they do the. The beans itself is a draft.
Right. So she goes, there's 2 6-pointers out there, a bunch of cross and spike horns walking around, like 7, 8 dumb. You know, yearlings, 2-year-olds. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, well, all of a sudden that one starts grunting. He comes out of the point. He goes, the little buck's scared.
Yeah.
The 6-pointers are just like looking at him. And he stopped because he started coming toward him, and they're like, we better leave. Okay. He goes, I'm just like, this is huge. I'm just waiting. He goes, inside of 40. As soon as he did, I let it go. He hunched up, took off to the corner. He goes, then he started walking. He goes, I thought for sure I hit him. He was like, wow. He's like, doesn't
like 6:30 that night. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going to wait overnight. And all the coyotes haven't been too bad on a camera, so I'm like, but you're taking your chances.
Yeah, you let them sit overnight. At least where we hunt nowadays,
yeah.
Forget it. Yeah, you're probably coming back to a hindquarter this year, huh?
Right.
Yeah, that's what it amounts to.
Yeah. So I was like, how many points were on? Goes, I don't know. Because that's how big the body was. He goes, I knew there were horns. I'm like, wow, it must have been a really big year if you were in that. It doesn't matter. What's on the top of the head?
Yeah. Well, and with that being said, if your last weekend to hunt with a bow, you can't eat
right.
That.
Right. Yeah. So he went out the next morning, and I texted him because I was at work, and I'm like, I need help. But what happened? He goes, I didn't. I sure will be out again if you, because it doesn't sound like you really spooked him. He was
yes.
Just like, what happened?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean,
they took a picture of a big buck over. They said near Beaver Lake, looking at the edge of the field, I'm guessing it was probably over on the Fenneroy
side.
Yeah. You know, it was sitting under a tree, sunny day. You know, like Sunday, yeah, sun come out, sitting under a tree. He was like from the road. You couldn't really see deer until you zoomed in, but then you zoomed in and you saw the horn.
Yeah.
Like, where are all these huge deer coming from?
You know, it is. I stopped shooting deer. If it's got less than six, I'm not shooting it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
When our woods is wet, it's a long drag. It's got to be dragable,
yeah.
Or I can get the four-wheeler to it.
Yeah.
I am selective.
Yep.
Or it's just got to be so big, it's like taking trees with it.
Yeah,
now, okay. Now, it's a trophy as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. But, I mean, so those five go on Sunday. They never took off. They
no.
Kind of milled around. Yeah, you know, gain or miss. And I'm sitting there with a crossbow, and I'm like, there's three out of five that were still on the page. I'm like,
come on, get out of here.
I'm like, you just have to be now. You just have to be.
Yeah.
And Tanner reached behind him. They get an arrow out of his quiver and his backpack. And they saw the movement. That was it.
Okay.
They were gone.
Oh, yeah. The funny thing is, on the south side of the road, my cousins did hunt over there, which is sort of over off of Stone Rousey's
area. Yep.
All the deer, the bucks, they haven't seen any big ones. And they're like skinny.
Really?
It's like they're just running so hard with the rut. They're like, you got one. I'm like, what do you think it dressed out at? I go, I don't know. It's hanging there. 130, 140, but 110. I'm like, really? I go, well, look at him. He doesn't have any. He goes, I think he's just been running red. Think he got it. Probably.
Yeah,
I figure the run around here started.
It didn't start till after Halloween. We didn't.
You don't think so?
I don't. We did not see. I mean, we the little bucks were chasing and stuff the weekend before Halloween.
Yeah.
But I didn't see even Halloween weekend. I only saw little bucks chasing does. So
yeah.
I didn't see any big bucks chasing big bucks there. There's no question about it. Last weekend, my buddy finally saw a big deer chasing.
It was because a lot of their cameras had, like, they've seen bigger bucks on the camera often during the day when they hunted.
Yeah.
Tons of
Now, I haven't checked my cameras in 3 weeks. So
yeah.
I want to try to cut out here. I got a meeting at 2, and as soon as that's done, I'm going to cut out of here and try to go get all my cards out of my cameras.
I pull my phone when I walk around.
I'll pull my cameras so that they don't go missing.
Right. That's the nice thing about our property. Nobody comes to it so I can leave them. But I don't buy expensive cameras.
Neither do I hunt Asian land, so I smart by an Asian member.
Yeah.
I don't have any control of who goes in.
And you're not got no recourse.
None whatsoever. What's that? Executive session.
I thought they do that at the end.
They were doing it tonight because they didn't have anything early because they didn't have anything on the work session.
Oh, okay. I'll save it for that. Short meeting, too.
Yeah, so I get it.
Yeah.
So I buy like the $50 cameras.
Well,
one of them
will be three bowl seasons. There's not a lot of guys out.
Right.
You know, there's not a lot of guys out. I'm not worried about it.
Right after this?
Yeah, I but never had any of my kids.
The guy has a hard time because
hunts the field.
He doesn't want to shoot in one get format that he needs to. So.
And then that was last year. I'm not putting right now. I go, yeah, I put my cheap ones.
I buy the Moultrie, the 75 ones or whatever they are.
Yeah. I didn't even get. I go from Runnings and Watertown for delivery. Let me tell you, that Runnings compared to our Runnings.
One at home is we end up having. How double size is this one?
Where's the warehouse
in Rome?
They got the warehouse
in
Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Oh, really? The actual retail store in Rome?
Yeah.
I would say double, but probably 50% bigger than the store you got here.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's a big store.
Oh, the one up in Watertown? They got me through the aisles.
I don't see I saw
the retail store. I went into that one, and I'm like,
I remember when we were
I was at Walmart, Mega Walmart. Yeah. Right, they had like a 3-pack of you're in the body of stealth camp for $100.
That's
in my
that's my wheelhouse right there. That's my wheelhouse. I'm fortunate to just get my kids ready for this. You know, I'll replace my single stand with double stands.
Yeah, right.
New clothes, I was talking to my wife about it. I bought huge rifles. You know what I mean? I tried to cheap out as much as I could.
Right. It ain't cheap.
No.
There's nothing cheap about it.
No, the price per pound is.
Camo became a popular clothing to wear. So that you don't find any sales.
No.
I think it's the best time to shop is after shopping.
So it's possible it's not like
But there's nothing ever left. There's nothing ever to
I go out like
yeah.
Usually you can find the boots at like 40% off.
We can call
See, I'm a rubber boot guy.
The only reason
that's what I guess.
Yeah, I'm a rubber boot guy. I buy those redhead ones. I get three or four seasons out of
it. I wish. I can't buy the redhead ones.
Really? I bought a pair of three. This is my fourth season with the ones I'm wearing. You know what I mean?
The zip on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck. Really?
Yeah, we had to go to a sport guy.
What didn't really
boots.
It's a bunch of
because we're going to make the kind of all
really
tough. So I like the zipper ones too.
We'll give it a number.
Because they're like,
it's going to be a cat call.
Yeah, we call them sport guy boots. And then closest, and they actually have sides that are
like 60 FPS.
There's an objection on the outside, not on the inside. I'm going to say, I'll get another year on mine.
I think my old ones will work for when it's snowing. Because I just can't walk through feet of water. That's all I walk, you know. But at the end of last year, my one pair, I'm like, no, they're done. Because we're getting
slacks like branches.
And then trying to get them on and
off.
And they have made like a little polar thing.
So
that's what we're trying to
do. I always
try. Maybe it still doesn't, I don't know. I'm just wearing some
And they're nice when they fit tight around your ankle.
Well, you give you a little bit of ankle.
But then you sweat, and they're like glue.
It's like sucks right in.
It's like, I didn't have the polar thing my dad made for me one time. I went over the guardrail and I tripped rope.
That's great for the boots.
I'm
excited for this weekend. There's definitely a lot.
I was hoping that,
That's why it's snow.
That ain't happening. No.
So I don't know if it's because I watched it by the snow.
You're lucky you get snow this season.
I don't know. Tuesday, Wednesday is looking like. I think it's going to go too far. They said we might get lake effect if it rains before.
Maybe on that hill that I don't want to.
Yeah,
you have to stake at the top of the hill.
Yeah, that was one of the selling points.
Yeah, same time not happening.
I probably wouldn't pick the one strike.
It's tough. Especially when you're in a hard one. It's part of the reason I don't go with bow or crossbow. It's like that part of shooting a deer and tracking it, I don't look forward to it if I ever do.
Oh, yeah. they go.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. They want me in the face. They just want me in the face.
We were down there last weekend. We went Saturday because I thought Saturday was going to be better. So yeah. We banked there for 2 hours. Sunday I went out there. It's like beautiful.
I didn't like Saturday. Sound quite bizarre. We managed to see it. We stayed in the sand like an hour and 45 minutes on Saturday.
Yeah, you were fine. Yeah, you were
to myself.
Yeah,
I was having a very different
Tony, I was just thinking the same thing.
KL.
So when he's coming out from someplace.
So. So another thing you can negotiate is that the bottom net, so
now it's warm in here.
It is. Thank goodness. That was freezing.
Morning America, one of the news people, I forget her name, she was in Antarctica, she jumped in the water, it was 28 degrees, she said her lungs felt like she couldn't breathe for like 3 minutes, she jumped in, it was 28 degrees, she's in Antarctica, they got all parkas on, she jumps in a bathing suit. I said, what is she, crazy? I don't know how much they paid her to do that. Sure, yeah, she's, what the heck's her name, real good looking woman too. And she jumped in and she said, oh, yeah, that was bad.
I sent you the article.
Is it school? Let's go on a field trip to Afghanistan.
I read it 2 days ago.
My God.
Well, it's
hey,
about the guy.
Yeah. Do we have to come out of executive?
Yes. All right. Can I get a motion to come out of executive session at 6:50?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're out. And we will close our group session at 6:50.